A ballot initiative that would allow city workers to unionize has made Kodiak a political battleground between a pair of unions and the city government. KMXT's Jacob Resnick reports.
This month has been somewhat of an air war on commercial radio, with competing ads run by the city of Kodiak and two unions looking to organize the city's workforce.
The city of Kodiak is spending $90,000 of your taxpayer dollars to defeat Prop 1, which was sponsored.
The city leadership of Kodiak is not anti-union. We're pro-Kodiak. Keep it local. Vote no on 1. Paid for by the city of Kodiak, 710 Milbay Road, Kodiak.
Paid for by the PSE.
It's a repeat of last year's referendum, which failed by 17 votes. During that campaign, city manager Amy Kenyajowski said the city council didn't want the tone to be confrontational.
They did not want it to become real pointed. So the ads, the quality of the ads, the tone of the ads was a little bit different last year based on council direction.
But this year's ads are more aggressive, with the unions accusing the city of wasting taxpayer money and the city accusing the two unions of outside meddling.
It's aggressive, and in other campaigns, one of the issues that pops out is that there's outsiders doing this, which is, you know, completely untrue.
That's Jake Metcalf, executive director of the Public Safety Employees Association, one of the two unions involved.
We came in because the city police wanted us to represent them. The city police put the petition on the ballot. They're the ones that will be represented and negotiate the contract.
The city approved $50,000 this year to contract with a public relations firm. Kenyajowski said to date, the city spent about $16,000 on advertising on KVOK, the Kodiak Daily Mirror, and GCI's local access channel. Both sides portray themselves as the underdog. Kenyajowski says she understands public concern over the campaign, but the city feels it's doing the right thing. The city had spent about $40,000 to defeat last year's ballot measure, leading many to decry the $90,000 allocated in 2 years on the public campaigns.
State statutes allow any municipal government to respond to a voter initiative to inform the public. I'm hoping that it will make people realize what's at stake.
Metcalf says he's surprised by the aggressiveness of the city council's campaign compared to other cities in Alaska.
My experience is when there's a ballot proposition, the council doesn't take a position. Usually they educate, which is to put a voter pamphlet out or to show through studies and that sort of thing what it may cost. That hasn't been the case here. It's just been an appropriation for advertising.
Which side will prevail won't be decided until city voters go to the polls next Tuesday.
We need to
In Kodiak, I'm Jacob Resnick.